Great to be with you. And are you joining me this morning, taking a bit of a deep breath after getting the school run done? Or are you quietly congratulating yourself on getting a small person off to daycare? Or maybe just now they finally settled. You've put them down for a nap. Well, in that case, well done. Get yourself a cuppa, curl up. We'll celebrate these little victories together because from now on, 10:30 on a Friday. It's Monday. Gosh, I don't even know what day it is. We're going to talk parenting.
Mom.
Dad.
Mom.
Dad.
Mommy. Mama.
Dad. Daddy-o.
Ma.
Now, have you ever thought you'd like to live in another country? There might be something really exciting and romantic about that for you, but how does having a child fit into that idea, especially when you consider that your partner might be from that country, suddenly on top of learning a whole new culture, you have two families involved, worlds apart. Lily Ray is from New South Wales. She now lives in Gothenburg in Sweden with her husband Felix and their daughter Elsie. Good morning.
Good morning.
How hard is it for you to have families in Sweden and Australia and be trying to juggle that, I guess?
The juggling is very minimal because you can't juggle when you live 24-hour flight away. Incredibly emotional, but also really wonderful. Our families visit one another. It's actually just super enriching, like 90% wonderful.
So you have been here for the last 3 months visiting your home here in the Hunter. Would you say that you live in Sweden? Is that your full-time home?
Like right now, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, we lived here for a year and a half, then there for a year, then here for a year, then there. You know, we just, at the moment, though, Sweden's parental leave, very family-friendly country. So we're there for the foreseeable future with hopefully a couple of months back in Australia every year.
I think it's easier to travel when we're just a couple and to spend a year there. Has your mindset changed about that now that you have Elsie?
100%. Yeah. It's just flights become incredibly complicated.
There's now three of you. There's now a child for a 24-hour flight.
Yeah. And also, I mean, you know, so when we're there, 480 days of paid parental leave that we can split in half or do whatever we like with, as well as just, you know, $100 a month daycare. Mm. That's probably the biggest thing, and also I'm waiting for my citizenship. So when all that's out of the way, we can then think about going back and forth again, but chasing summer is still a very, very tempting notion.
Yeah, we hear a lot about Sweden and the Nordic countries' incredible way of living and the access to services that they have. Is that true? Have you been amazed by that as an Aussie?
Yeah, totally. Totally. I mean, there are always things that Australia does a little bit better, but on the whole, Sweden is a very, very comfortable country system-wise and government-wise. And, you know, we don't actually pay very much tax compared to Australia. Like, I mean, I think I was paying 30% when I was here before, now it's 25. But, you know, free education, kids get free lunch, daycare costs are, you know, things work. Things work really well.
But you are really far away from your family. What are the challenges that come with that for you?
Honestly, before it was a lot easier. I missed them. They missed me, I think.
But, so they said to your face.
Yeah. But, you know, Skype and we could text every day and chat. You know, technology makes it so much easier. With a baby involved, everything is much more emotional. Mm. The parents-in-law are very, very sad when we leave and very happy when we come back. But, you know, I mean, it just makes everything more intense, which is kind of nice in a way.
How do you manage that relationship so that when you're away from one side of the family, Elsie still has that, even if it is through FaceTime?
She is almost 5 months old, so
we're still working on that. Yeah.
But, I mean, so she's getting to the point where she's showing a lot more personality and interest in things. But, you know, it's basically FaceTime. And I don't know, you know, we'll just have to make it up as we go along. Lots and lots and lots of communication and photographs.
I feel like that we have come such a long way. You know, if we were having this conversation 10 years ago, there wasn't video calling so readily available. You know, the telephone lines between Sweden and here would be appalling. Mm. Facebook wasn't even really a huge thing. So all of that must make it so much easier to stay connected to whatever side of the family you are not living with at that time.
Totally. I mean, in a way, you know, those nighttime feeds, I can just be texting my mum because she's wide awake. Greg.
It's the middle of her day. Yeah, you're not waking her
totally.
Up.
Totally. It's fine. It's fine.
How do you think that you'll split your time between the two countries? Is this something that you're talking about as a family?
Yeah. My parents are really wonderfully in a position to be able to visit us hopefully once a year. I don't know, it might be asking a lot, but often anyway, considering it's the other side of the world. And we, I mean, Swedish winters are, they're cold,
dark.
But they're dark, and the darkness is just awful. So to be able to come to Australia, get some heat, I mean, arguably a little too much heat, but chasing summer, truly, while we can afford it, we both work from home at the moment, so that's just kind of the dream, really. It's almost better.
As you said, Elsie's still pretty young. She's only 5 months old.
Almost.
But as parents who come from different backgrounds, who speak different languages, have you talked about how you'll do that? Like, already does your partner speak to Elsie mostly in Swedish?
No. So I've learned Swedish. I work in Swedish full time. I'm fluent. So our home language is English because that's how we met. That's how we know one another. And she's going to be, you know, exposed to Swedish all the time. Whenever we're around Swedes, we talk Swedish. So we're not worried. I think she's just going to pick up both, but we predominantly speak English. But Swedish children's songs and lullabies are way cuter. So the songs are in Swedish and the talking is in English. But.
Yeah, right. And hopefully she'll just pick up both.
Yeah, surely she will. We're not worried.
When it comes to schooling, like obviously that means that you're going to have to be a little more stable. Are you, given it is such a big decision where you end up settling when you've got one of you will be away from your homeland, you know, one of you will be away from your families, how do you have to start having those conversations now when she's only 5 months old, preparing for when she's five?
Oh, we've been having these conversations for years. I mean, mostly just because it's interesting and there's like just so much to think about. But I changed schools when I was a kid. I know it's very different to go a few suburbs away than to move countries. But I remember when my dad almost got a job in Japan and we were talking about moving over there and changing schools. And I just remember being excited. I think we'll start in Sweden just because, I mean, just it just makes sense. But if we move, then I don't think that would be the end of the world. I think that could be quite fun. So we're just kind of going with it. I don't know if
it's
that's
working
really smart,
so far.
But yeah.
A text says, all these international relationships are really hard and exciting for grandparents too. Not easy despite all the internet options and cheap flights, always missing the other side.
Yeah.
And I guess that's just something you have to balance, right? Everyone's going to have their turn of missing.
Yeah. And, you know, while it's really sad to be away, on the other hand, being here for a few months means we're living with my parents. If we lived here, we wouldn't be living with my parents. So
then they almost
get
too much
morning.
Of you.
Well, yeah, you know, like they get her
pushing
in the
you out the door after 3 months.
They get a lot more intense time with her.
Peak grandparent time.
I mean, there's pros and cons, and it's hard, but it's also so nice sometimes.
Sounds like just talking about it is the way forward. So you and your partner are on exactly the same page. Each of your parents know where you're at as well. Just having those communications.
Yeah.
Keeping those cute little videos coming when she rolls over or does something exciting.
Yeah. I mean, communication, isn't that just like key for all difficult things in life? I think it might
You have
it
hit
might
the
be.
Nail on the head. Lily, so great to catch up with you. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.